Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to WEEI Afternoons
with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
There's a lot there and nothing there at all, depending on how you hear it from my guy Crapsheet.
NFL Network. A lot of gobbledygook.
Yeah. So, what? Dan Ball, timestamp on that?
Right now?
Like, that's recent, correct? Like,
oh, yeah, that's within 40, call it 24 hours.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that report would have been more valuable that they're not going to cut him last Thursday or Friday.
Yeah.
This week, not as valuable. He's on the practice field. I know they're not going to cut him. He's running square drills behind Kayshawn Booty. He's making plays. He's patting guys on the head. Okay, so they're not going to cut him. But buried in there, he said something, which I don't know if it's true or not, because if it's true, I think he would have led with it. It would have actually been news. It would have been noteworthy. He said, now that he's passed his physical from the ACL, because if that's true, he's passed his physical. Now they can't really cut him because his signing bonus is now enacted. In fact, I believe they owe him a payment based on the reporting of $4 million within like the week. If he's actually passed his physical, there'll be another one on Halloween and another one at the end of the season. So the money was zero until he passes his physical. But if Crapsheet didn't misspeak there, if he's reporting that he passed his physical, then Stephon Diggs is going nowhere. In fact, Stephon Diggs just went cha and ching and cashed his paycheck. Ted.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I heard him say that exactly.
Oh no, he said it.
Okay,
Stiz, re-rack that, yeah, and let me know when you get it ready.
It is, but there's, look, I've struggled with this. It's a new era of football. Like in my time, this is not ideal. What Stephon Diggs was caught doing is not ideal.
Yep.
They cared more about culture back then. Look, the money's bigger. The social media impact is bigger. These guys, the diva kind of personality is only going to get bigger in the stars, the wide receivers in the NFL than it was when I played. Then this is the price of doing business when you can't draft and develop guys. This is what you got to do. You got to take chances with guys. And so this is what they did. And it's really not that surprising at the end of the day. We weren't going to really, there was not going to be any public punishment. We weren't going to know. All we're going to know, all I have to assume is that Vrabel had a talk with him, and it was a stern talk with him, and it was like, come on, man. Like, what are you doing? Help us out. You can't be doing this. It's a bad look. You know, that kind of thing. That's really the only thing that was ever going to come out of this from the very beginning, because they need the guys so bad. They're going to put up with stuff more than maybe what other teams would.
Stiz, give me that part about the signing bonus again.
Now, I mean, my understanding is the team does not plan to cut Stephon Diggs. He's a very good player. They intend to pay him a lot of money. They haven't yet. They intend to pay him a lot of money, especially after he passed the physical from his ACL recovery.
Okay, thank you.
Does it seem to
that's
be
not
on-
clear. After he passes it?
Or after he passed the.
I heard
go back again.
Tense. I heard pass.
Go back. That. Go read okay. Just right. That part about the physical, Stiz, one more time.
They intend to pay him a lot of money, especially after he passed the physical.
After he passed the physical.
No one else is saying. I just, that's all.
No, I know. And that's my point. I think he misspoke. I think he means to say after he passes the physical.
I would think he's passed a physical. He's out there running around, right? I mean, look, and he looks pretty good out there.
Yeah, I don't know where that is, but I don't think that he has passed the physical that enacts his contract. I find that hard. I mean, I think Crapsheet misspoke a little bit there. I do, because I think that would, if he knew that, That would be the headline. That would be what he'd be tweeting about. That would be information. That would be valuable. That would be running rampant. Stephon Diggs not going anywhere. He's passed his physical. Contract has been enacted.
But I don't think that all of a sudden just makes it like he's getting his $12 million.
It's
$4 million paid out increments. What if something happens after?
He gets $12 million. Yeah.
All right.
Unless he retires.
All right.
But that is the language I've read in the contract that's been reported by Florio and others is once he passes his physical, that signing bonus is his. It just comes in the installments.
We're probably getting bogged down in things that aren't that important. But the point, but you see him out there running around looking like he looks, and you forget what did he do in Miami? I don't remember what he did. Like, who cares? Like, he literally, he looks like 100% when you just watch the.
Oh, you thought? I didn't think that.
He looks strong. Coming off of
an
ACL.
Hitch in his giddy. Coming off an ACL, I think he looks good. But I don't think he looks like.
He looks further along than I would have assumed he would look only 7 months after an ACL.
Oh, okay. That's good. See, that's positive because I took it as a positive. Just the fact that he's here and he's out there, I said yesterday, were two positives. But, Ted, I know you got a whole rundown here. Point number, what are we on, number three?
It's all good.
No, give me the next one. You came in hot and heavy on Stephon Diggs.
Here's the thing. The Stephon Diggs, you're going to put up with stuff because when the lights go on, he always delivers. Yep. He has historically done that.
If he's invested.
He's been invested every year he's played, if you look at the production.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, I would argue with that. Yeah, I would not argue with that. If you look at just the numbers.
And there's been issues with him, little stuff, maybe, you know, like this is, look, it doesn't feel little, but it is at the end of the day what he was caught doing. It's at the end of the day, there's really not going to be any repercussions for it. So it is a little deal to, but he still is able to play at a high level, even with all these little things that come with him.
Fitzy, I know you were on the fence yesterday in your 3-point stance, like one more thing. Are we softening on that? Like, are we starting to accept that Stephon Diggs is going to be a member of the Patriots all year and Stephon Diggs is going to be a key member of your offense?
My 3-point stance was one more party boat, one more huge headache for the organization, and you need to cut bait because it's going to be too many headaches and not enough return on your $69 million football investment. I do think that he's going to stay within the lines enough to be on the field this fall. I do think he's going to be an impactful member of the offense and the team. And yesterday you started seeing just tiny little bits of the dividend being paid out when he was working with the aforementioned legend of Efton Chisholm. He was on field showing, there was a nice little clip that made its way out yesterday of him working with Jalen Polk in front of Todd Downing, trying to show him how to get out of press coverage. You know, one thing you forget, especially since we haven't seen him on field in a year's time now, is Diggs, in addition to being a really sharp route runner, is a very aggressive, very physical wide receiver as well. So he, you know, Polk was too passive for his own good in a lot of ways last year, and well, everything on the team was kind of a tire fire. So watching Diggs out there working with all these guys, this was the positive. This was the benefit to overpaying him to get him in here that I was hoping for. And it was nice to actually see a little bit of that yesterday as well. And back to your point about the physical, couldn't there be, I'm no professional athlete, nor have I ever portrayed one on television. But, Ted, when you came back from injuries, did you ever have sort of benchmark physicals? Not like not the final one that cleared you for contact to get back out on the field and be game ready, but physicals along the way, like you should be X far along in your recovery here. So it's sort of like a check-in type of physical or a way station type physical?
I don't remember that. No,
Yeah, so and I don't think those would qualify the way that I've read about the contract, but let's mix in some phone calls here. 617-779-7937. Our buddy Joe in Melrose has some thoughts on Patriots OTAs. What's up, Joe?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Yeah, no, I definitely do. I think Stephon Diggs is your number one. I think Matt Collins is your number six / special teamer, and then you get four open positions. So if Efton Chisholm is the best player, you should take him. Should not keep him. You should not keep guys depending on their draft status, especially like Jalen Polk and Javon Baker. Like last year, none of the other receivers could get over 2 yards of separation, according to PFF. And, I think the best receivers the Patriots have right now, if you have like a third down offense, you're going to need to get a first down. You want like Hunter Henry, Austin Hooper, and a two tight end set, Stephon Diggs, and Trevion Henderson is your third down running back, like looking for the screen. But then whoever's left, I mean, whether it's DeMario Douglas or Efton Chisholm or whoever, or Kyle Williams, that's your like 11th player on the field. So I don't think the Patriots have the luxury if like DeMario Douglas and Efton Chisholm are the two best receivers to to say, well, we're going to keep Jalen Polk instead.
All right, thanks for the call, Joe. Yeah, I don't care about draft status. I just, if you have Hunter Henry and Austin
Hopper,
Hooper, and Douglas and Chisholm, your quarterback better be very quick, very accurate, because he's going to be making a lot of throws within like 10 yards of the line of scrimmage. That's my only question is how they fit together.
We need more, you know, X's and Z's. X's and Z's.
You know, but coaches always say you need good football players too, and if those are your best football players, there's a balance. Let's go back to the phone line, 617-779-7937. Rich in the truck. What's up, Rich?
Hey, guys. How's it going today?
Good, man.
Super.
Excellent. Andy, I'm just curious. Does your headphones reach over the side of your head where you can actually listen and they're on your ears?
I believe they do,
because
but what is...
Because if you listen to that callback, that if you listen to that cut again on Crapaport, as you call them...
Crap sheet.
It says, especially after he passes his physical. Especially after... He passed.
Every time. Not E-S-E-D.
No, it doesn't. Nope. It says especially after.
But I'm not questioning.
They intend to pay him a lot of money, especially after he passed the physical.
Passed. Dan Ball, what'd you hear?
After he passed the physical.
Passed. With a D, not an E-S. And Ted is right. We're kind of getting caught in the weeds here. But the part I wasn't questioning was after or any of that. It was whether it's an E-S or an E-D on that word. Up next on WEEI Afternoons, we will not continue to break down what Crapsheet said. We'll break down what Mina Kimes has said. And she was a big fan of the Patriots a year ago. She wasn't exactly right, but she's a big fan of the Patriots and what their offense is going to be this season. We'll talk about that next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to WEEI Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
Does a loss like that last night where your team shows such heart and such compete all the way through, 8 innings of one-run baseball from your bullpen only to come up just a run short late like that, does that hurt a little bit more?
It's been hurting the whole season. It's, like I said a few days ago, Bill Parcell used to say, right, you are what your record shows, right? And 6-1 run games, and it's one play, one pitch, one decision. Put the ball in play with man third, and you win the game. And this is our season right now. We have to be better.
Alex Cora earlier today here on WEEI Afternoons at Fenway Park in our Ford Clubhouse Fenway Studios, brought to you by your New England Ford dealers and F-Series. Hurry in for your last chance to get employee pricing for all during the Great American Sales event. Yeah, it's been a tough season, and he continues to deal with it with a smile on his face and a hop in his step.
You took my thought right out of my brain right there. That's amazing. I thought the same thing. He came in here like just kind of skipping and excited to go to work and do an interview with us when, you know, there's not a lot for him to be excited about. I think it's if you don't have that attitude every day in this town, coaching this team, I think it'll eat you up and spit you out. And so he has this kind of wall over him, this thing that just I just got this little, you know, you can't see it, but I can feel it, this that kind of keeps him protected, and that's how he gets up every day and coaches his baseball team.
Dan,
Can I just say it was one of the more surprising things I've had in 6 months at EEI, where I was standing with my back to the door and Alex Cora just comes running through the door to the microphone.
So I also think for some reason he thought he was late.
Yes.
I get the impression maybe he was kind of bounding through the door because he thought maybe we had already started, because we had gotten a text that maybe he would was meeting.
He might have thought you guys were on air already, and he was just like running right in with the camera on him and everything.
So,
which I appreciate.
People pleaser, even in the face of all the controversy and difficulties of this team. How about that?
But Fitzy, in that light, is there a portion of Boston that doesn't like that? Is there a portion of miserable New Englanders that are like, I'm pissed off about my baseball team. Damn it. I don't want the manager laughing and smiling when he talks about how miserable this season has been. How does that resonate with the masses of which you like to rub elbows?
Not very well. As you see, oftentimes whenever we share clips from these interviews or those clips are aggregated or even some of his in-game things that he does on the MassMutual pregame show, whatever it is he says, which seems to entertain us and keeps him light of heart, never seems to go over well. Sox fans have been big mad at Alex Cora for a while, and the more the team struggles, like with games like last night, and yet he still seems to come in here upbeat, it bothers him. It bothers him a lot, actually.
I don't think the players, if he had a different attitude, I think it would wear down the players. I do. I think if you were just this miserable guy to work for, nothing was good enough, you know, you're putting guys on blast, that in a baseball locker room, that would wear veterans and old guys. It would scare the crap out of the young. You know, I think it would tighten up the young guys, and the old guys would just tune them out.
Yep.
So as much as the fans don't like it, I feel that's the better disposition to have every day when you go to work to coach a baseball team than it is, say, a basketball team or even a football team.
To hear more from Alex Cora, you can download the Odyssey app, or you can stick around at 5 o'clock. We'll replay that interview where he had not only interesting energy, but some interesting notes, things that he said, some takes on some of the issues facing his team. Another interesting take is Mina Kimes, who is all in on Drake May. All in on... Yeah, well, I was right last year. She was wrong. We'll see who's right and wrong this year. But Stiz, let's roll this Mina Kimes love fest for the Patriots and their offense.
There's a lot of facets to this pairing that I think will work. But one thing I'm particularly optimistic about is I think the run game as a whole is going to be a lot better. Some of that has to do with the reworking of the offensive line. The addition of Travion Henderson was a draft pick I absolutely loved out of Ohio State. Gives them a bell cow back who's also they can use in the passing game, pass protection, things like that. But also what you alluded to there, which is Drake May last year proved to be absolutely dynamite as a runner. Top three in just about every advanced metric. Success rate, missed tackles forced, rushing yards over expected. And Josh McDaniel, people may have forgotten, worked with Cam Newton, so he can call a design quarterback run game. I think you're going to see some option football in New England, and I wouldn't be surprised if it all comes together, maybe more than people expect.
Ted Johnson, we're going to get you. You're an expert on option football. You played Nebraska in the 90s.
Triple option, the Veer, yeah.
You are as high on Drake May as anyone, and maybe as high on the Patriots as anyone. On the other side, I want to get your reaction to what we hear from Mina Kimes about Drake May and what this offense is going to look like here on WEEI Afternoons.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.